Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download the Devil Radio app. You can go to the Apple or Google store, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. But also, click on the website on Support Devil Radio. Many of you call in and say you like to support Devil Radio. How do I do it? That explains how you can do it. If you're a candidate for any office in either party, you're crazy if you don't advertise on Devil Radio. Call up, get a quote, very, very low cost. They'll do the production. Your name will be spread throughout the state. This is not simply a Madison radio station. We are listened to on the app and online all around the state. And you, I don't care your party, and I do not care whether you're an independent, Democrat, or Republican, although the Democratic Party has heavy listenership. You need name recognition. Who do you think knows who you are? Very few people know who you are. You deserve to be known by more people, or you're not going to win elections. And all you have to do, call them up, get a quote, get on the air, and do it quick, because you're coming up into political season. Well, Donald Trump, crooked Donald Trump, is up to his old tricks. He has now blasted the January 6th commission, which has a couple of Republicans on it, as well as Democrats, even though the Republicans, Kevin McCarthy in the House, refused to make their own appointments. But Adam Kinzinger's on there, and Liz Cheney. There's a former Republican congressman from Virginia who's on their staff. And remember, a bipartisan commission was passed in the House overwhelmingly with more than 30 Republican votes, and passed in the Senate with something like 8 Republican votes, but it didn't have 10 Republican votes, and Moscow Mitch stuck a knife in it through the filibuster, and Manchin Sinema wouldn't overturn it for that one vote. It's bipartisan and it's fair. And they have subpoenaed a lot of records, including Trump's White House records. Trump says it's a leftist commission. And not only that, you know what the idiot did? He's invoking executive privilege. Believe it or not, he's not the president. He's invoking executive privilege, saying, if there are documents that show that I conspired to overthrow the government, that's protected by executive privilege. Well, let me tell you something, Donald Trump. Executive privilege can only be invoked by Joe Biden. He's the president. You're not the president anymore. Joe Biden must not invoke executive privilege on that. Merrick Garland must not invoke executive privilege on that. And these documents should be turned over. They include Trump's phone logs, who he talked to. We know he talked to Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy begged him to call off the dogs. And he said, well, Kevin, apparently they care more about their country than you do. McCarthy recounted that to a Republican congresswoman who publicly mentioned it. And then Kevin McCarthy lied and said that wasn't true. Kevin McCarthy's in a tough position, because when they subpoena him, they have to say, did that conversation happen or not? If he said it did happen, he's previously denied it. That just makes the case. And if he denies the conversation happened, that's perjury, and he should go to prison. And Trump's phone logs and other documents like that will show what he did to gin up this insurrection. Frankly, that's an impeachable offense. And he was impeached. And the conviction, he had a number of Republican senators vote for it, as well as Democrats. Something like 6 or 7 voted for it, but not 2/3. In other words, it required 17 Republicans, and they did not do it. But the gall of this guy to go, oh, executive privilege? What, do you think you have executive privilege the rest of your life? You have it in Mar-a-Lago, and you have it up in New Jersey, wherever you are right now? No, you don't. Donald Trump has executive privilege, and that's the way it is. When I get back to Afghanistan and lay out our options, the Navy SEAL, a guy named O'Neill, who killed Osama bin Laden, he was on that team. The team killed him, but he apparently is the one that pulled the trigger, said it's really time to kill people, to remove the rules of engagement and send special forces out, kill as many ISIS and Taliban as we can. And that's a little simplistic. I sympathize with what he's saying. And it may be partly of that. But here are the four options. And then here's what I would say. One option is just keep on evacuating, which we're doing, and try to keep the crowd back. So if a suicide bomber blows them up, it's farther away from the airport and there are no troops right near the crowd. Use Taliban to keep them out and have snipers keep their weapons on the Taliban. The minute they let somebody through, kill the guard. That's one thing. Another thing is to abandon the whole thing, get out of there. We can't do that. The third is open up the Bagram Air Force Base to the north. That's a much more defensible base. It's bigger. We should not have evacuated that as early as we did. But that would have to be taken by military force, killing a lot of Taliban, which is fine with me. But does that, in effect, open up the whole Afghan war again? Or the fourth is hunt and kill. The Navy SEAL O'Neill said that. Send SEALs, Delta Force, the rest of them out there, target them and take them down. The problem with that is there are still some Americans in Afghanistan. They were told to get out. They didn't get out. There's still at least 500 of them. Many of them are Afghans who have green cards or American citizenship and were back visiting relatives, but not all of them, and they're American citizens anyway. So I think what's going to happen is a combination of one and four. We're going to keep on evacuating. We're going to keep the crowd farther away from the airport. Use Taliban to keep them back. The Taliban are crooked. They hate the United States, and they're going to want to let suicide bombers through. But the hunt and kill option, I think they should keep weapons trained on the Taliban. And if they let anybody through and they claim it was a mistake, that person's going to have to be executed. We got to be a little tougher than we are over there. These people, it's a Nazi motorcycle gang. They kill people based on religion and based on race. That's what the Nazis did. We just don't call them Nazis. They kill Christians. They kill Yazidis. They kill Shiites in the country. They kill Americans. They kill foreigners. They kill Hazaras. They kill any minority, religion, or race. They should be exterminated. We should have exterminated them a long time ago. Now it's a little late to say that. Next best thing is get out as quickly as we can. But the problem is, as the troops withdraw down, there are going to be more and more troops exposed. And there has to be a very careful military planning to protect them on the way out. Donald Trump made I couldn't believe he said this, a disgusting comment about 9/11. Donald Trump said this, Donald Trump. He said, somebody said to him, well, you know, Obama and Biden, the Obama-Biden administration, killed Osama bin Laden. So how can you say that they're not standing up against jihad? And then Trump said, well, I killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the ISIS guy, and Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian guy, who both deserve to be killed. But then he said, Osama bin Laden, quote, only had one big hit, end quote. And it was a bad one in New York City, but these other guys were monsters. They were monsters, end quote. He said that. Donald Trump said that. He said that Osama bin Laden only had one big hit. This guy's sick. This guy's sick. What do you mean one big hit? It was called 9/11. It killed over 3,000 Americans. He calls it one big hit, but the other guys were monsters because he killed them. The man is sick. The man is not just crooked. And the man is not just venal and betrayed us to Russia and betrayed us to the Taliban. He's sick. He's mentally ill. He is mentally ill. He looks on this as, okay, big hit. So the one guy, it's only one hit. These other guys did a number of things. I got the ratings. The other guy doesn't have the ratings. This is a sick individual. It's disgusting that he said that. Not a single person in the Republican Party criticized it. The heck with denouncing it. They didn't even criticize it. They did not even criticize it. Moscow Mitch didn't criticize it. Kevin McCarthy did not criticize it. Nobody criticized it. Nobody criticized it. He belittled 9/11, and I'm not saying that lightly or for political purposes. You don't call that one big hit, but not as bad as other monsters. He was a monster. Osama bin Laden was a monster. Pakistan hit him. Afghanistan, the Taliban hit him. We have got to keep that in mind. We cannot have that culture get into the United States. We cannot have that culture get into the United States. One good development in Michigan, federal judge has recommended disbarment for Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, the two Trump lawyers who lied the big lie about the election. They have to pay the attorney's fees for the defendants and fines, referred for disbarment to their home bars. In one case, Sidney Powell in Texas, Lynn Wood in Georgia. It's about time, quite frankly. It's about time that you cannot continue to go on and spread this lie. It's being spread in Wisconsin right now by Voss and the muscle, Gableman, and by the guerrillas, hired at your expense, over 600 grand. It's really going to be several million. They start out saying it was 40 grand to the muscle, 9 grand to the guerrillas. Now it's 600 and some odd grand. It's going to be a lot more than that. They lied. When you continue to lie about an election, it seeps in. It's corrosive. It's like acid. Creeps in. And the only people who are willing to get up and hit the lie in the Republican Party are Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, a few others, Mitt Romney. And that's not enough. The Republican Party, which is a big percentage of the country, it's not a plurality, it's certainly not a majority, big part of the country, the big lie is corrosive and it's destroying the country. That lie has to be opposed. We do it. We're going to continue to do it. But one big step forward, federal judge in Michigan with a lot of guts said, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, who got up in court and said it. That's a different story. A lawyer gets up in court and lies, they get disbarred. We're going to the break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Stay on the lines if you're there. I'll get right to you. A lot more back after the break.